This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League. Here's your host, John Keane.
Hey, welcome to the show. We have lots to cover this week as we hit the final weekend of the WHL's regular season. Ahead, Connor Bedard has hit the 70 goals, 70 assist milestone, all while helping the Regina Pats clinch a playoff spot. More on that in moments. The four Western Conference playoff matchups are set. We'll get a Prince George Tri-City preview from Prince George Cougars veteran forward Jackson Weeb. We'll take a look at the other matchups set in stone as well. Former Kamloops Blazer tender Dylan Ferguson, the man of the hour in the NHL after his incredible story and a 48-save performance and a 2-1 win in his first ever NHL start with Ottawa, nearly 5 years after his first NHL appearance. We'll explain. And the Seattle Thunderbirds headed to the playoffs as the top seed in the Western Conference. More with Thunderbirds coach Matt Audette on his team. First up, Regina Pats forward Connor Bedard has hit another WHL milestone.
Suzdalev gets away from it. Into the middle, Bedard shoots and scores. Connor Bedard makes it 4-1.
And his 70th goal this year in 55 games.
Quite the season for that young man.
All part of being named the WHL Player of the Week, reaching 70 goals and 70 assists. In fact, collecting 17 points over four games to be named the WHL Player of the Week again. It has propelled the Pats as well to clinching a playoff spot.
Yeah, it was exciting to, finally have that confirmation that we're in. And, for a lot of us is kind of our first experience of knowing that we're in, obviously with last year's disappointment of not making it, and to come back this year and get in was pretty exciting.
Now, Bedard's 70th goal came against the Saskatoon Blades in Saskatoon in front of a record-breaking crowd at SaskTel Center of nearly 15,000 fans.
Yeah, it was big. I think, obviously they're one of the top teams in the league, and, it's probably who we're going to play in playoffs, so just kind of, realization of the ability to beat them and how, if we do end up getting them in a series, how competitive that series will be. And, they're a good team, like I said, so it was nice to win that one.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschen Out Cup, this is the WHL This Week radio edition.
What a moment for WHL alum goaltender Dylan Ferguson earlier this week in Pittsburgh.
What a night for Dylan Ferguson. A night he'll never forget. His first NHL victory.
That was the final seconds of a 48-save performance for the Ottawa Senators in a 2-1 win over Sidney Crosby and the Penguins. The former Kamloops Blazer goaltender from 2015 to 2019, going nearly 5 years between NHL appearances. This after he was called up on an emergency basis by the Vegas Golden Knights back in November of 2018 in his 19-year-old season in Kamloops. Now, he entered a game in Edmonton in the third period back on November 14th of 2018, playing the final minutes. I caught up with Ferguson after his first ever start and the big win in Pittsburgh.
You think about that taste you got, against the Oilers, and you got, 7-8 minutes in November of 2018, to not stepping on the NHL ice in a regular season game until March of 2023. Did you ever think it would be that long between NHL appearances? And if so, how have you been able to stay focused on that sort of prize and that sort of path?
That's a good question. I feel like, obviously, looking back at it now, I was kind of a kid then, so many different things, just like the whole maturity thing, I think as well. I feel like I'm definitely a different pro than I was when I was 19. And, not every road's the same. I remember there was a lot of ups and downs, even like my first year pro. It didn't go the way I wanted it to at all. And I just, I've always kind of had that thing in me that adversity is my friend, and I'm just going to let it make me work harder and give me more focus. And I think just having that mindset, even like training in the summer, anytime I'm on the ice, just pushes me a little bit more where, it gives me that belief that I'm getting better every day and that I can get to the level that I want to and stay there.
Have you thought about, you think of, if you do start that game, so you go back to 2018, Connor McDavid. You go back to a couple nights ago, Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin. And then, you know, if it is Tampa Bay, Steven Stamkos, Nikita Kucherov. Like you're running the gauntlet of NHL superstars here.
Yeah, I mean, it's don't forget Vasilevsky, too.
That's, wow, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's it'd be a great opportunity, I think, you know. And that's like every part of me just, you know, it'd be awesome to be on that ice with those guys. And I feel good and excited about it. You know, it's what every kid dreams of, trying to make it here. And, you know, like I said earlier, at the end of the day, that the puck's the same. So just do whatever I can to stop it.
You're listening to the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The Seattle Thunderbirds have set a franchise record in wins with 53. This after several moves this season at the WHL trade deadline. The T-Birds are the top seed in the West and ranked number 2 in the CHL top 10 rankings. I spoke with Seattle coach Matt Audette.
Matt, what's it like to coach a group of thoroughbreds like this?
Well, it's nice. I'm not going to lie about that. You know, we had a really good team to start the season, and you know, Bill's done a great job to add to it. You know, we haven't had the full complement of players yet in the lineup due to some injuries, but you know, hopefully get that very soon. And you know, that's where we're at this season. So we're bit by the injury bug a little bit, but you know, that's the way she goes during the season.
Maybe that's a bit of a blessing, though, to get everybody involved that maybe you couldn't if everybody was available to your lineup. I'm looking glass half full. Maybe that's something you can use.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a chance for guys to get ice time right now. And, you know, we have good depth, and, you know, this is why we have it, so guys can, you know, step up and fill roles when we need them. And, you know, as a coach, you want to get the guys in the lineup to develop some chemistry and some continuity with the lines and the power play units. And, you know, we're still waiting to do that. But, you know, you roll with the punches, and, you know, you take the good with the bad.
Drop a player name or two that you've been impressed with that are maybe off the radar a bit, other than the Gunthers and the Sionas and the Lamberts of the world that are fighting to work up your lineup a little bit more and more.
Well, one for sure is Niko Mijatovic. He's played great for us. Kind of, you know, an unsung hero that's becoming more and more on the radar. Just an excellent habit guy. Does all the little things right, and he's blossoming offensively. He's got 28 goals now on the season, and you know, not put in at the forefront as far as offensive opportunities. So he's having a great season for us.
I do notice you get Colton Dock back. I think he's missed the last few weeks with injury here. So how do you insert Colton Dock, and then what do you need out of him? What are you looking for Colton to gain before playoffs begin?
Well, we're looking for some traction from him. You know, he's played a few games for us. He's, you know, having some bad luck as far as finishing games. He's, you know, was been bit by the injury bug, but we're trying to get some traction with him. You know, the times that he has been in the lineup for us, he's been excellent. You know, big body that can get up and down the ice quickly, plays a heavy brand of hockey, which is nice for us. That fits in well for us. So we're trying to get some continuity with our lines, with him included, and you know, it's nice to get him back.
Still experimenting with your lines to see who works best, maybe within that top six.
A little bit, yeah. You know, like we've talked about, we haven't got the full complement of players yet. Just, you know, one guy comes back, another guy goes down. It's just the way it is in hockey. So, you know, we're trying to find some continuity with some lines, some chemistry. You know, I think we're starting to get there. You know, and having Colton back is another step in the right direction.
In the corners and around the boards, the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The best series in round one of the 2023 WHL playoffs in the Western Conference could just be the Prince George Cougars and the Tri-City Americans. Cole Waldie in Prince George has more, with a playoff veteran going back into battle in round one.
Pleased to be joined by Cougar forward Jackson Weeb. And Jackson, just two more games left, but you know who you're going to be playing in the first round with the Tri-City Americans. Obviously, a lot of stiff travel, but nonetheless, that's who you're going to see in the opening round. I guess just some early thoughts about the opponent at hand, and the series kicks off next Friday night.
Yeah, we're excited. I think, you know, we had our eye on them, and, you know, the way the standings played out, we kind of thought that we would get Tri-City, and, you know, it's going to be a good matchup. I think, you know, both teams have really had breakout years this year, and you know, super excited to get that going, and it's going to be a fun series. And you know, starting at home is going to help, and you know, hopefully we can get some fans out, you know, to, you know, bring the energy for the boys and, you know, kick playoffs off right.
I want to ask about the home ice. Obviously, so huge with, you know, it's always huge, but especially in this series with how much travel there is. And you mentioned the fans, they're starting to really come. It seems like there's a big crowd expected on Saturday night also, and then into the playoffs. So it must be very exciting on that front.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, this time of year is the best time to watch hockey. And, you know, it's going to be you expect a good crowd in both rinks. And, you know, with home ice, I think with Tri-City coming down here, you know, along off the bus, if we can get the jump early, that's going to be huge for us. And, you know, we need all the momentum and the energy behind us that we can get. So, you know, I think both teams are ready for it. And, you know, it's going to be exciting.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think you'll look too much into the season series. The first time you weren't even here yet, it was the first week in the season. Players still NHL camps. You look at Christmas time, everyone was at the World Juniors. You guys are going through that mega flu. I know you were right in the middle of that. So I'm assuming you don't look a whole lot into it, but you do know what they're about.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, we do our pre-scouting, and, you know, our coaching staff does a great job there, you know, getting the books on them and preparing us for, you know, their systems and the type of style that they play. And, you know, we'll do our best to, you know, prepare for that and then play our own game as well. And, you know, I think if we bring the way that we've been playing, and, you know, if we finish off the year right, I don't see, you know, why we can't bring that into playoffs the first game.
Does much change for you from the regular season to playoffs? Like, how much do you change your game from the regular season to playoffs? Obviously, it's going to be a lot closer checking game. It's going to be physical. But how much does it change for you from the regular season to the playoffs?
Yeah, it's, you know, playoffs is always tighter. And, you know, I think everybody's going to bring their best game. And I think, you know, you just got to treat it like a regular season game. You know, you bring that intensity, you bring that focus, that extra focus. But all in all, you can't do too much out there. You can't, you know, reinvent the wheel. And you know, it's going to be important for us to be aware of that. And, you know, we're going to be pushing that message that, you know, it's just hockey, and, you know, we're going to play it to the best of our ability. And you know, the outcome is what it is.
You get to play against a former teammate in Jaylen Lipin. Probably pretty interesting to play against a teammate that you won a championship with. Has there been any sort of conversation back and forth already?
Yeah, I'm playing against two of my old teammates. Yeah. We got Ethan Peters and Jaylen Lipin, and, you know, it's exciting, you know, the text messages or whatever. Yeah, I think, you know, it's pretty cool to have three ex-champions in the first round meeting each other, and, you know, it's going to be a battle of the playoff experience, and, you know, we're going to bring it.
When I think of playoff experience, I think of yourself and I think of Chase Wheatcroft, to name a few. And I guess how important is it to have that, you know, to take some of these guys who don't have as much playoff experience, I guess, as you guys, and how important is it to lead, especially in the most important time of year?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is to just, you know, keep everybody calm and, you know, lead by example. And, if you know, I think if the guys that have the experience can do that, I think, you know, it's going to be easy for everyone else to get behind them and follow. And, you know, that's what we're going to do. We're already preparing for it. And, you know, with Weedy and I and those deep runs we had last year, I think we can bring a lot of experience and, you know, expose these guys to, you know, what playoff hockey is about. And, you know, I've said it, but we're super excited, and you can't wait to get it going.
Lastly, before I let you go, Jackson, you have two more, I guess, dress rehearsals before the playoffs against a really good team in the Kamloops Blazers. How do you approach those games? I know they're still two regular season games, but important to probably stay sharp and playing a really good team this weekend.
Yeah, we're going to have to bring our best game, and it's not going to matter in the standings. You know, we already got our matchup, but it's important to bring the best hockey we can. And, you know, you can't take two games off and then expect to go into playoffs on a good note, you know. So it's going to be important for us to bring our best game these two last games here, and you know, take that rolling into playoffs. And, you know, Kamloops is a good team, so it's going to be good to, you know, tune us up right before that time comes.
Well said, Jackson. I appreciate the time, my friend, and best luck in round one against Tri-City.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, the hosts of the 2023 Memorial Cup presented by Kia, the Kamloops Blazers, head in as the number 2 seed in the West against number 7 seeded the Vancouver Giants. It'll be a playoff rematch from last season, meeting in round 2. Blazers coach and GM Sean Clouston.
Yeah, I think that, you know, we're the favored team. I think that they're a hardworking team. You know, we expect there to be a lot of physicality. You know, we want to make sure that you know, we get to our A game. You know, that's first and foremost. We don't take them lightly. If you think back to last year, you know, they battled us hard. I mean, they battled hard. You know, they could have clinched the series at home. They beat us at home. We had to go into their building for game 6. And at that point, it starts to get, you know, scary. I mean, they come up with something special, or goaltender stands on his head in that game, and you're into game 7. So no, we expect a real battle against Vancouver.
Hey, that's the show this week. Big thanks to our guests and the assist from Cole Waldie in Prince George. Next up, it's the 2023 WHL playoffs. We'll have a preview show next week. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.